to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and this is What About This? This is your destination to hear amazing real-life stories from real-life people that are passionate about their lives, their love, and their business. Now, this is the very best 15 minutes of real talk about real things with real people. Today's my guest is going to be somebody that I'm going to be so shocked about, but I already love her. Her name is Francia Noble, and she's going to tell us all great things about her business and about her life. Take it away.
Well, I am glad that you said this real conversation, because this is the real version of me after spending, how many hours did I just say, at work in the office? That 9 to 5?
Yes.
The commute there and the commute back. So this is what you get, the real version of me, okay? Not the glitzy glam that you probably see on my social media. So just know that I can dress up and be cute, but this is the real when you have that kind of a
moment. Yes.
Okay. But thank you so much for having
so
me on
welcome.
Your show, and just welcoming me into your space. And right off the bat, I'm loving you already. So we got great things to come. Before all your listeners, again, my name is Francia Noble, and I am the CEO of 3TM Group, doing business, and DBA Francia Noble. And with under that umbrella, of course, like yourself and many of your listeners, maybe, I do a whole lot of things. You know, I do some of them great, I do some of them well, and a few of them I've said, you know what, Francia, this is not you, let it go, let's move on. Stay in your lane, and let's move on.
Yes, that's right.
Ask that. Real,
yes, absolutely.
I am an author. I just released my second devotional this past weekend. Called Hunger and Thirst. I am also the author of my first book, which is Doing Business God's Way.
Nice.
And so both of those are my author hat, my published author hat, the things that I do in that realm of things. I'm a licensed minister, and under that umbrella, I also officiate weddings. What else can I say? And then when I have time, I'm speaking, training, and coaching. Okay. On top of the 9 to 5, let's just keep it real.
Yeah. We sound alike.
There you go. I told you, we have more in common
we
than
do.
You probably thought we did.
We do.
I was asking you how you were doing before we started recording. And you told me that you work with the NAACP.
Yes.
Not quite there yet, but if an associate has his way, I will be doing that. Into like a community meeting of African American leaders a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, why am I here? is wrong with these people? And the person who actually had put together the meeting, his organization, that I said the same thing to him. I'm like, I have no idea why I'm here.
Right.
And you know what he said to me? He said, you are part of the chosen 12. And I went, excuse me?
Surprise.
There were six women and six men.
Wow.
And he said, and even he said, Jesus Christ had these 12. We now have our 12.
Nice.
And I just had to walk away from him. I'm like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
Because when you come at me like that,
you can't.
I can't say anything else. I just turn around and go, you know what? Okay, fine. Okay, Lord. I don't know what you're doing, but
right.
Okay.
Yes.
Walk away. But that's who I am. And in chamber work. You know, we both work with our local chamber. So it's odd that you meet someone for the first time and realize just how much you have
in common
with that person.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just feel, I am humbled to be in your presence, ma'am.
Oh, please.
Well, that's me. That's me.
I guess we're both humbled in each other's presence. And
there you go.
The connection, just having that amazing connection is...
I agree. And I am blessed to be able to say that because of social media and having to sit still and reprioritize things during the midst of a pandemic. I have met some amazing people. And I'm just along for the ride, enjoying every single chance I get to connect with people, to have a conversation, and to start and build relationships.
Right.
That, to me, for me, that really is what it's
right.
all about. Not just a business connection, but about building a long-lasting relationship. Because I never know when I might be of service to those people, and vice versa, when I might
right.
be able to service them as well. And I'm not always talking about business
right.
either. So business is great, but you know, I'm a Cancer by Zodiac. If that means anything for anybody out there listening, I really put too much stock in that. But there are some things about that astrological sign about how nurturing we are,
mm-hmm.
and how crabby we can be. Because we're crabby, so we can be
yes,
both.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Depending on what day you catch me on, I can probably be. But you know, I do really believe that there's something to be said about nurturing the relationships that you have with people. And I am guilty of doing that when I meet somebody who just speaks to my heart and gives off the energy that I feel like I need to survive at that moment. So
right.
it's all good.
It's all good.
Absolutely.
So now, let me ask you. You said something about your speak. Do you speak somewhere? Is that what you said? What was the name of your business? Your name of your business, your speaker, correct?
The parent I am my brand, as you probably
yes.
So, Francia, when you look for me across any social media platform,
mm-hmm.
it is simply me, Francia Noble. I
okay.
am the brand.
Okay.
But my parent company is named 3TM Group, and so
okay.
all of that encompasses into the parent company structurally. But Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter,
okay.
Pinterest, all of those platforms, it's
mm-hmm.
simply me. And
okay.
you get to know me, the real me, just like here on your show. You
yes.
get to know the real me. Because I'm not just sharing things from the coaching side of me or the ministry side of
okay.
me, but also the grandmother side of me. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sharing it all.
Okay.
Because I'm just a person.
Right.
I am a person. That's it.
That's
it.
Right. That's right. That's all we are, and that's
yeah.
all we can give. So if somebody wanted to contact you, and what is your specialty? Do you have a specialty in coaching that we'd love
I
to?
Do. You I'm
too.
Glad you asked that question.
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
I am a huge advocate for mental health and
okay.
and the church.
Okay.
You know, as African Americans, unfortunately, we still hold a great, you know, stigma, you know, huge stigma when it comes to mental health, especially within the Black church.
Amen. Yeah.
And so
absolutely. Amen.
My doctoral studies are actually in that area of mental health in the Black church and how we can begin to break down those walls and that stigma so that we can get some real help. You know, again, I'm all for it. You know, I go back to the word, start quoting scriptures about, you know, when Paul says, be anxious for nothing. Okay, Paul, I'm good with that. But you know what? Every now and then, life throws things at me that makes me realize, okay, you know what? Maybe I need a little bit more help
yes.
than what you said to me. And it's okay for
that's
that.
That's right.
Hello. But I think we do a disservice to people when we tell them all you have to do is pray about it. Yeah, I'm praying about it.
Right.
At the same time, I'm working on it in a positive manner.
Yes.
I'm not stressing over it, but I realize that what I have going on right now may need to take me into the counselor's office, or it may need to take me into the mental health coach's office, or it may have to take me to my PCP or the psychiatrist to get some chemical balance going on. And unfortunately, over the years, we have shamed our people doing that, going into thinking that, oh, only those other people over there do that kind of stuff. Well, that's not the case, and that should not be the case at
all. That's right.
Mental health, we go to the doctor for high blood pressure, treat it. We look for medications to help us with that. We go to the doctors for cancer. We go to the doctors for heart disease. We see them for all of these things, but when it comes to our mental health, we want to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
And so there's my speaking voice, my speaking and my coaching voice. I'm sorry. I got my platform. I'm sorry.
No, that was good. That was actually, you segued right into, I wanted to ask about the shame, and you just segued right into it, like right into it. That's
absolutely
really good. How do they take the first step? You know, you do have people out there that want to take the first step. And I know for me, when I was serving in the church for 27 years as a co-pastor, I was stuck. Stuck in that, you know, that move. You know, I was just, and I knew I needed help. But I was shamed into being, if I was to go, I would shame them. So,
right.
So how do you move from that? How could you just like take the first step and say, you know what, I need to get something, because I had children. So my motivator was them. I had to get well for them. How do you move? How do you get past that shame part?
Well, you know, I think, again, for me, like you said, moving past that shame part came from me, first, number one, realizing that I needed help, that I was falling apart at the seams and wasn't able to do it all alone.
Okay.
Number two, recognizing that help likely was not going to come from my closest family.
Right.
Or even the people within the church.
That's right.
And number three, not being ashamed to ask for the help.
Okay. That's detrimental.
We think, okay, well, if we just forget about it over here. No, because when you're a parent, you know, like you and I, you have small children to take care of. You have to be able to do that from a healthy space.
Oh, yeah.
And you also have to be able to model for them, as we do everything else, that it's okay. That I'm not Superwoman. I wore my cape today, but guess what? Even Superwoman had to take it off and hang it up.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. So I will take it off and put it on as I need to. And I think a lot of it has to do with coaching our pastors and our co-pastors. And even getting them to recognize it's okay. It really is okay. It doesn't make you less of a Christian.
Nope.
It doesn't make you less of a believer. It doesn't lessen your faith in the abilities of what God can do and will do.
Amen
but
for that.
Let's be real.
Yes.
Let's be real.
That's right. That's exactly right. And now you spoke also about your book. How do we get that book? How do we grab onto that and, you know, start reading that? And I know it's probably has a workbook associated with it, or unless I hear something in my spirit that should be telling you. I know maybe that's what I'm feeling, but just tell us where we can get your book.
Well, you know, I don't like you anymore. I thought I loved you, but I do still love you. I don't like you anymore. Anyone who wants to purchase my book certainly can visit my website, which is www.franciannoble.com. My name, FranciaNoble, as in boy, L-E, franciannoble.com.
Okay.
Or of course, it is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. Same thing. And both of them are available on both platforms in terms of ordering those. Now, in terms of workbook that you just got to talk about, I was just outlining some stuff earlier this morning on a new Bible study. Yes, I just pushed the book out to the market.
Okay.
I'm already working on the next one, okay?
Okay. Very good. So my feeling wasn't off. So I'm glad about that.
No, not at all.
That's great. Because I know that there's some, you know, that is an amazing feat that you're actually taking on, because there are so many right now, and in the pandemic, with what's going on, not being able, because some lean into the church, the building part, and not into the right. aligned part. They're being lost. They're like not certain which direction to go. And I know for myself, I can't take in enough clients. They just keep coming, and I'm like, what's going on? Then wow. You just kind of like put it in line for me. Oh, that's what's going on, because
absolutely.
The fear of not being in that structure is now right. concerning to them. So that's that's a very good niche to be in, because I'm telling you that there's a great need for that. And I commend for you that.
And again, you know, it takes a strong person to mm-hmm. even recognize, you know what, I can't do this by myself anymore.
Right.
And as a coach, and as you know, it's not for us to help them solve the problems,
nope.
but just to give them the tools
mm-hmm.
that they need to be able to solve them.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's, for me in this area, it's just a matter of connecting them to, you know, the professionals who can get them what they need.
Right.
And then that's what I'm here for.
Right.
I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is so great. So is there any final things you have to say? Because I think you packaged this so well.
I did.
You did. You just did. 14 minutes, 34 seconds and counting. You did a great job.
Wow. Yep. I'm so proud of us. Well, again, if anyone, I would just say that, again, if anyone out there really does need, you know, some help in that area or some resources as it relates to being a Christian and recognizing that, you know, mental health is maybe an area that you need some development in or that you're struggling with, you can always connect with me again at www.francienoble.com or across LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, simply at Francia Noble.
All right. And so there you have the great story of someone that loves to do what they do. This is Edna J. White signing off, and Francia Noble. See you next time.
I'm Martha Stewart, and I believe the best gifts are not only beautiful, but useful every single day. And Lennox has brought timeless beauty and lasting quality to our tables for generations. And their Lennox Spice Village is the perfect holiday gift for someone you love or for yourself. Spice Village transforms everyday spices into inspired memories filled with warmth and joy all year long. Give a gift that lasts beyond the holidays. Discover the collection at lennox.com/spicevillage.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.